It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Governor Rick Snyder today presented his budget proposal for the fiscal year beginning in October 2012. There are some modest increases for K-12 education, roads, state police, and cities. Joining us are Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, this was a bit of a rosier budget than we saw last year. There were no big spending cuts or structural changes. Is that at all surprising?
No, not really. I think one of the takeaways is that there really isn't much that's new or dramatic in the governor's budget presentation. There are some modest increases for things, but it follows along the lines of the state of the state, that there really weren't big announcements. It was kind of a, well, we did the big things last year, and now let's just solidify them and continue the direction we're going in.
Now, Ken, you predicted that funding for schools would be a major issue in the governor's budget proposal, and he's put forth a 1% increase with additional, what they're calling bonus money, available to schools who seek best practices. Do you think the governor went far enough?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be people, particularly in the education community, that wish he had gone further. I think really the governor's trying to send a message with these the funding that's tied to various benchmarks and dashboards. I think he's trying to send a message that the days of future funding increases with no expectations are gone.
Susan, the governor has proposed a 16% funding boost for the Michigan State Police. That's about $43 million, plus $15 million in what they're calling law enforcement enhancement, and then also about $5 million for a youth employment program in high crime areas. That's a lot of money going towards public safety. Is there a political message behind these increases?
You know, you can read between the lines a little bit. I mean, we have several cities with high crime rates that are now under emergency managers, or they're being considered for that. This might be a sign that some people think there might be a little more unrest there as a result. But, you know, I mean, if you look at the statistics, and these have not changed very much over the last decade, we do have cities with very high crime rates. This has been an issue, and in times of budget cuts, we didn't really have a lot of money to devote to that. But we have an attorney general who has made being tough on crime a big priority, and now that we do have some more money in the surplus, it's probably not a surprise that this was an area that we went to.
Now, Susan, the budget team also proposed $130 million for the state's rainy day fund. Is there some significance to the amount of money being proposed?
It's not an astronomical amount of money, but, you know, certainly if you look at how depleted it was for several years, you know, we have some tucked away in case we do get budget cuts from the feds, which could be happening as part of a deficit reduction plan. Or, you know, if we have unforeseen circumstances, like with the unstable economy in Europe.
As this budget is moving its way through the legislature, is there anything people should watch for specifically? Susan?
As always, education is probably going to be the most hot-button issue in the budget.
Ken, your thoughts?
Education, education, education. I think Susan's right. And I think on top of that, there are districts in the state that have depleted their fund balance. They have contracts up. And even with a 1%, 2%, and 3% increase from the state, there are going to be some districts that are in financial trouble. And that's never a good situation in the fall in an election year.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.